Howdy,
hey.
Hoot!
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, hoot.
You know
I
song.
Know it.
You know the song. That's what's up.
Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to our 8th episode now.
That's nuts.
This is flying by.
It really is. My dad said that on the phone the other day. He's like, you're about to film your 8th episode. I was like,
how?
Oh, wow.
Okay, then.
Okay, Dad.
God. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But before we start with our 8th episode, we just want to apologize for the audio last week. We are fully aware that it was awful. Like we said, moved houses and they had to settle in here and figure out the audio situation here and that.
Yeah, and also it was such a spur of the moment decision to have Jenna and Jordan randomly get on a microphone.
Yeah.
And like our audio guy had, he was just like, okay, all right, let me figure this out.
Yeah.
So we're fine now. I think it sounds better.
We have Jenna mic'd up now in case.
Hello.
So
can we show her?
Can you hear me now?
People would like an introduction too.
Yeah. People were like, we want to see Jenna for a second.
Like who is Jenna?
It's me.
Jenna, would you like to introduce yourself just so people know who you are?
Yeah, my name is Jenna. I'm like, what am I? Who am I?
I'm
on Sarah's management team, been helping out with the podcast, now I'm here. I'm in the peanut gallery.
She's an angel.
Woohoo.
We love her.
Oh,
no,
thanks,
she's
guys.
The best.
Love you
she
too.
She helps me get my shit together every week. Very patient, kind.
And that's Jenna.
Love
Thank
her.
You. But to make up for the fact that the audio was obnoxious last week, we decided to wear matching shirts.
Yeah, just for you guys.
Yeah, not for our own pleasure, specifically for you guys.
And not just matching shirts. These aren't your typical matching shirts, sweetie.
These are one of a kind. So if you take a look, if you're on the video version, it says Ricky Regal. And that is Bruno Mars's new alter ego for his new band with Anderson, Silk Sonic.
Anderson Paak.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh. They dropped their first single together last Friday. And what an experience it has been since that came out. It was so crazy because they dropped their single, their music video. Bruno Mars dropped a line with Lacoste. I went into a Lacoste for the first time in my life this weekend just to buy this shirt because anything with Bruno's name on it, like I will go out of my way to buy. So,
even if it's just Ricky.
Yep. Just Ricky Regal. He just woke up one day, decided to call himself that from now on. And I was like,
decided he cool. wanted to be a Ricky. And that's so okay with me.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's Lacoste, too. That's so cool.
I know.
This one's tie-dye.
I've got the yellow one on. But yeah, they're doing pop-up shops all over the world right now. And they're just so decked out. And I went to one the other day. And it's just...
I wanted to go so bad. But you had to get an appointment.
Yes. You had to book it days in advance. And when I showed up, there was like a red carpet and a line and just people...
There was a red carpet?
Yes. It was dramatic. I would say for what, but I get it. I completely get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was like an event.
Yes. You had to have your appointment, be invited in that sense. And
was it like an actual red carpet where there's like photographers?
No,
outside?
I wish.
That would be so funny.
I saw that at some of the pop-ups they had photo booths, and I was really hoping the one I went to had one, but they didn't.
Oh my God, if they just had a bunch of press and like photographers just taking pictures of everyone in line.
I fucking wish.
That'd be so fun. Oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be an actual event.
Oh yeah, it was dramatic as hell. And then you just walk in, it's so dark and they just have it all decorated for the theme and just so groovy and 70s, 60s vibes everywhere. I don't know. They did a great job decorating it. And it was one of those moments where I was like, if this happened in normal times, I feel like at any second now, Bruno would jump out and this would all be on Jimmy Fallon or something. And like, we'd get surprised while being in like a shopping experience. I was so paranoid the whole time. And I was like, Bruno is not going to come out behind a curtain. It's not going to happen.
You're in LA. So anything's possible. Remember when Rihanna was behind the counter for one of her releases?
Oh, yes.
And she was like checking people out and everyone was freaking the fuck out that Rihanna was just... like taking their money and just checking them out,
dude,
at the cash register.
Wished so bad.
If Bruno was just behind the counter, that would be insane.
I feel nauseous just thinking about it. And they even had a lounge, and it was two floors, and the top floor was like Vegas themed, and there was pool tables, and you could play games for prizes and free things. It was ridiculous. So I don't even know. It was
so funny because I couldn't go, unfortunately, because I had a class, and I was sitting in my office, and I forgot that was the day you were going. Uh-huh. And then I just get a FaceTime from Caitlin, and I'm like, oh. Okay. I wasn't really thinking anything. And you're just in this really dark room. It looked like you were in a Hollister or something because it was so dark. And I could hear like music. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, fuck. And then you were just on FaceTime. You were so serious. You're like, all right, bitch, I'm going to flip the camera around. Is this the shirt you want? And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I can't really see. It's really pixelated.
I'm like, trust me. This is your shirt.
I was like, can't tell what color that is, but I'm down. I don't care. You're like, what? And I'm like, that's fine. Get that one.
I know. It's so funny because these shirts were the cheapest thing there too, other than like the socks. And I went in there originally to get a tracksuit, but it was $500 for a matching set. I was like,
a tracksuit? Well, yeah. It's the cost.
I get it, but
come on, Bruno.
I know.
What a pandemic.
Like,
but I'm so okay with these. These are so our style anyway.
And then the other cool thing about it was I asked a worker what the deal was. There was all these plaques around the room with like, you know, just records on them, and it said Ricky Regal, and then in quotations under it, it said things that looked like song titles. And I walked around the room, and there was like 8 of them, and I was wondering if he leaked the track list there, so I took pictures of everything in case.
Like a little Easter egg moment for the fans.
And I asked the worker there, and he said that he doesn't know. He wasn't briefed on what that meant or what to even say. He was so honest. He was just like, I seriously have no idea, but I've actually been getting asked that a lot. So I took pictures, and I'm wondering if I just saw the whole track list for
you
the
probably
album.
Did.
I am sure it wasn't a coincidence. It had to be planned. So I don't know. I was really excited about that. It was an experience.
That is so cool. Is it still open?
Yes.
How long is it open for?
I think the end of the week.
I kind of just want to
book
an appointment and go anyway.
You should. It's so cool. Just go in and get some socks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How much are the socks?
I don't know.
It's $70.
I'm going to guess 30, maybe 40.
If they're good quality, then
yeah.
Sure. I do love me some socks.
Actually, socks do I?
Like all of them
have
holes
in it. Do I like socks?
I do need some new socks. Mm. But I just want to talk about the music video.
Would love to talk about it.
With Anderson .Paak, Bruno, and their new band Silk Sonic, which, by the way, is one of the best band names I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Silk Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I was just sitting at my house, and I was, you know, waiting for it to be 9 o'clock here for the video to come out.
Countdown on her phone.
Oh, ready to fucking go for 9 o'clock on the dot. And yeah, it came out, and I was just sitting there on YouTube being like, I am ready to just take on this experience. Like, let's fucking ride.
Let's ride.
Truly. And the whole video, I was just sitting there in tears because every single second, just a new melody came in, a new instrument. I mean, Bruno and Anderson looked incredible. The girls that were in the video, too, just rocking out. I wanted to be them so bad.
I wanted to
just
be
in
them
the studio with them, just watching them go off.
And the entire band in general, the vibes in the air.
The energy.
They were all on the same wavelength, just really feeling every single chord that they were playing.
And that's why I'm obsessed with him, because there's something different about the music that he makes, because he fucking loves it. He does not put out music often at all, because he just puts his heart and soul into it. And you can tell in that video, they're just like, this is the best song we could have ever came up with. It's 4 minutes long. It's constantly changing. And this is what we're giving you. And here it fucking is. And
musicians are witches.
They really are.
It's fucking magic what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to tap into that frequency is so incredible, and also being so good at it and
it's so
sure of what you're doing and singing and how you sound, and just knowing that it's all sounding beautifully good.
Yeah.
And they're so confident. Oh my God. The two of them together in the same room. And also, I've been obsessed with Anderson .Paak for so long, and I just have this weird thing with drummers. They're mm-hmm. so hot. Drummers are so hot,
they
dude.
Are. I get that.
Whenever I would go to concerts, I always mainly stare at the drummer just because just they're just so in tune with the beat. They're carrying the song.
They are.
They're sitting there and they're carrying it. They're driving the beat, the rhythm. Oh my God, it's so hot. And then just seeing Anderson .Paak on the drums and the way he would look into the camera. The way he would look. Oh my God,
he knew what he was doing.
If y'all haven't seen that music video, please go look it up right now. And it is just the most stimulating experience.
Like, wear a diaper. Exactly. Honestly, 10 out of 10 suggest that.
Please.
For that video. Holy shit.
Please wear a diaper. Make sure that you're in, like, a private, comfortable space in case anything happens. Because it's a lot to take in.
Oh, and then the other thing is, like, it's just so hot how much they care about music in general and everything. Bruno actually started a hashtag the other day on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this. Begging to perform at the Grammys this weekend.
Oh,
did you see that?
No.
He started a hashtag. I think it's Let Silk Sonic Play or Live, and put a notes app like essay on Twitter and just begged the Recording Academy, saying, me and my friend just started a new band. We really just want to get out there and show y'all how much we love this new song. We've gotten like no promo for it really. And we just want to go out and play. We haven't been able to do it in so long. We won't ask for anything extra for the set. We just want to go on that stage and sing this song. And I'm like, oh my God, the fact that he has to do that first off is
Bruno Mars
crazy.
Has to do that.
So weird. But at the same time, the passion is so hot.
The passion is so hot. You could tell. Like, he just wants to play his music and he just wants everyone to feel what he's feeling when he's performing it.
They just want to sing their song.
They just want to sing their goddamn song. And they just want to leave the door open.
Leave it the fuck open.
Leave it
open. Don't even think about closing it.
Leave it open, bro.
I will open it right back up.
Oh my God.
should I
get into who also was feeling that song a little bit too hard?
Oh, I think this is the perfect time to do that. Here we go.
Oh my God. I didn't want to tell this story because I just like don't want to embarrass him. But at the same time, it was funny and like we can laugh about it.
We are going to laugh.
Was it that night that it came out or was it?
You texted me the day after.
Okay, so it was that night then that it came out, but later it was like 3 a.m.
Oh.
I get a text from my ex.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on good terms. Like, we're like kind of friends. Like, we like text here and there. Mm-hmm. Nothing too deep. Just send each other memes and shit whenever we see something funny. And it was kind of out of the ordinary that he texts me at 3 a.m. So I'm like, oh, okay, what is this? And it's just a video. And he never, even when we were together, would never just send me videos of himself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? And it was really small. It was a really small video. I think he just had a horrible connection when he sent it. So it was a really tiny pixel. And I was like, what the fuck? So I like click on it. And I feel so bad.
I think it's okay.
I feel so bad. Will, if you're watching this, this isn't good fun. Please, no one, like, make fun of him for this. It was him passionately, very just passionately singing along to the most heartbreaking Bruno Mars song that exists. It's just like one of those heart-wrenching songs. And he was just passionately singing. He had a Bruno Mars hat that I gave him from the tour. And he was just like singing his heart out. And I was watching this and I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, I get that. He's coping. He's healing. He's probably drunk, of course.
Yeah.
Probably won't remember
singing that song.
And I couldn't feel weird about it because I've done the same shit, but I would call him drunk. Like, I used to drunk call him all the time after the breakup. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
Yeah.
He never would do that with me, but like, this is what he's doing. He doesn't do it all the time, but like, I was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of out of pocket, but I feel you.
I get where you're coming from.
I don't know what to like say.
But what is this form of communicating?
I genuinely like didn't know the intention. It was just so like, because there was no caption.
I was going to ask, was there context at all or just the video?
No context. But then, so that's what made it more confusing. And I just didn't know how to respond.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And then like 20 minutes later, he texted me again. And he was like, sorry, Bruno Mars just has me so emotional. And I was like, okay, still don't know how to respond to this.
Almost don't know what to respond even more now.
Right. Because it was such a sweet video. Like, he was really in it. And I love Bruno Mars, and I love that song, and I get it. But just the lyrics, though, yeah. It was just sad. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I get you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to help, and I don't know what to say. And it's also so random. Like, you get what he's thinking, but the whole process of filming it and then just sending it and saying nothing.
Like, I just got to get this on my chest.
Sent.
Send. And he was probably like, yes, I feel better. And I'm like, I get that. Because I feel like when you're listening to songs like that, that really communicate everything that you're feeling, but you don't know how to articulate it. You're just like, oh, I wish they could hear this.
Oh, he figured out how to articulate it, I think.
And the fact he was wearing the Bruno hat, I'm like, damn. And it was just so sweet and funny, but I knew that I had to respond because I didn't want him to wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck did I do? Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Never want him to feel bad about, you know, just coping. So I was like, how do I respond in like a funny, but also what the fuck is going on? So I felt like such a dick, but I just felt like this was like the best way I could have responded to that. Cause any other bitch could have been like, don't ever fucking text me shit like that. Or like block them or just be like, you're so weird.
Yeah.
But I thought it was endearing. So I just responded and I just said, LMFAO, are you okay?
I laughed so hard.
And just like an R, a U, and an okay. LMFAO, are you okay? Just because like, are you?
What
like,
else were you going to say? I can't come up with one other thing that would have been fitting in that moment.
I didn't know either, but I'm like, I'm cool with that. And then, oh, I felt so bad the next day. He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He was like, yeah, it was one of those nights. And I was like,
as you can tell,
I felt so bad because I know how that feels. And I'm like, don't even worry about it. I try to change the subject, make him feel a little bit better. I was like, loved the Bruno Mars hat. I forgot about that. I was like, did you see the new music video of him and Anderson? Yeah. And then he responded. He was like, oh my God, that's why I went down a really bad Bruno Mars rabbit hole after I saw that music video, because that was one of the best music videos I've ever seen. And I just kept listening to Bruno all night. And
rightfully so.
That song made me emotional. And I'm like, I get that, brother. Like, I get it.
I feel your pain, literally.
And so everything's fine. But I just thought that was so funny.
No, it was. It was so random.
I feel like everyone does that, though.
Sends videos of them singing Bruno Mars for 2 minutes. to their ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, but everyone gets drunk and emotional sometimes, and they miss their past lovers, you know?
It happens. It's a natural emotion.
Exactly.
So it's good.
Exactly.
So speaking of drunk texts, this is a story that Sarah and I have wanted to share for so long. And I honestly thought we already did on some platform. I could have sworn it was in one of my YouTube videos, but I don't think it was.
I remember telling this story. But maybe we just told it to our friends in person.
It has to have been that, because I think we would remember if we went in on this.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I even thought that the vlog that you put out about this was an actual vlog, but it was only a couple minutes, so people don't know. But
yeah.
let's tell them what it is.
So I will get into the drunk text thing about this, but I would like to preface this. So
first, should we cheers brother first?
Sure. Yeah, definitely cheers brother before this. Today I got a venti vanilla sweet cream cold brew with 3 pumps of white mocha, caramel syrup, and a shot of espresso.
Oh my god, dude.
So dramatic. I know. I don't like the taste of coffee, so I gotta drown that shit out.
How do you remember to say all that?
It's written down on my phone. Don't worry.
Oh my god.
I could never remember.
She just writes it on her hand every single day.
She gets it tatted.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, that's so intense.
It is, but it's great, so.
I would ask to try it, but... Corona. All right, ladies, get your glasses up.
Put them up.
Story time, sweetie.
For Bruno Mars and this story time that I'm about to embarrass the fuck out of myself.
Jenna, have you heard this story
before? I don't think so.
It's so...
We haven't even said what it's about.
Funny. I know.
Jenna, have you heard that story?
I know. I was like, I don't... You haven't told it yet, but I don't think so.
All right. Here we go.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Nice shoes.
Thank you so much.
Are those new?
Not really.
I love them. Oh my god! I'm so sorry.
All right. Anyway,
I'm not even drunk. I promise. That was just
No, that was funny. That was great timing. All right, guys, we want to take a second to shout out Daily Harvest for sponsoring this episode of Cheers, Brother.
Woo!
I'm going to be honest with you right now. Sometimes I do not have the time or energy to cook, especially when it comes to something healthy. And when I mean, when I say sometimes, I mean a lot of the time.
Like every day.
I order way too much takeout and just delivery to my house. And I need to stop doing that because I need to eat healthier. Because it's an issue that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Literally affecting my health.
I agree.
And I decided to fix that issue in my life this year. It's one of my New Year's resolutions. And that all changed when I found Daily Harvest.
Hey.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me.
That's right, Caitlin. No need to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups.
Ooh. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, mm-mm, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it.
That's actually crazy.
Right?
Dash of sea salt.
This is super convenient because I'm always stocked up whenever I need almond milk for my smoothies.
Always.
Which I always do need.
Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging.
Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep. You guys can get started today by going to dailyharvest.com and enter the promo code CheersBro to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code CheersBro for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com.
Dailyharvest.com.
Code CheersBro.
Do it.
Let's get it.
Let's get healthy.
Here we go. All right, guys, want to take a second to talk about our sponsor, Stereo,
which we love
because the Stereo app has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for every interest, including news, comedy, sports, and more. You already know this. And you guys can choose whether to be a co-host, participate as a guest, or simply listen in on exclusive conversations with us.
Just fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Join us live on Friday after the podcast drops. We're going to be talking about The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Bachelor Nation.
Oh, we are.
Lots of stuff's going down. We're going to talk about the Grammys. We're just going to hang out for like 30 minutes on there.
Yeah.
Just have a good time with all of you guys.
Leave us little voice memos. We can hear your beautiful little voices.
And
so
we want to hear what your takes are on the Grammys and Bachelor and like all the drama.
We want it to be a real fun conversation, and just having it live is just great, and it's better than, you know, reading comments. Like, it's just so interactive, and I think it's perfect. So if you guys want to join in on the fun and the conversation and just literally talk to us, you can download the Stereo app and follow us at stereo.com/cheersbrother, and then also on our personal accounts, Caitlin Ray with 2 E's and Sarah Baska.
That's it.
Yep. We're going to be going live on the joint account and our own. So make sure to follow all of it. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Woo!
So meet us there.
Come on over. Stereo.
Hang out with us.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it.
So it was a few days before my birthday in October 2019.
Let's take it back.
One of the last few fun nights we had together before everything went to shit. But One of my favorite YouTubers happens to be Danny Gonzalez. I love him so much.
He
is a genius. I respect him so fucking much for how much effort and hard work he puts into his videos while having them just be the funniest video after the funniest video. Like, he can't put out a bad video.
Does he edit them himself?
I believe so.
That's nuts.
No, he's so fucking talented. Because I love him.
When I watch his videos, since we edit.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about editing. I love that. And just seeing the little details and the effort. And he uses like green screens. Like, he goes all out and he does little sketches. It's so amazing.
He's so creative.
He deserves everything.
Oh, and more. So.
And he's a fellow Viner like me.
Even better.
So it's just so cool to watch him, just how he's been able to use YouTube as a platform now and like transition into that. He's killing it. Anyway, we love him.
Love him to death. And so that fall, him and Drew Gooden,
who's also
just as
one of the smartest people on YouTube. He's one of the smartest commentary. It's like him, Cody Crow, Danny, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're like, and Noel.
Yeah.
They're like the top funniest dogs of guys that. Comedy.
Rightfully and so.
Huge inspirations for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really look up to them.
Me too. And that's why I really wanted to go to one of their shows, because all of them touring together, and it was also with Curtis. I was just like, I want to see how these YouTubers who are just so fucking good take what they do online and put it into a real show.
Because that's hard.
Yeah. And you did something like that before, so you know that too.
It's hard as fuck.
And they're just so good at it. So I wanted to just go to the show so bad. And I didn't know that I was going to be in LA during the time of the show. So I kind of, when I realized that it was the day of it, I saw online, I scrambled and bought tickets last minute. Me, Sarah, and my friend Jake got tickets that night.
I'm so happy that you were in town for that, because I remember watching their videos and they were promoting it. And I'm like, oh, I would want to go to that. But I just didn't think that any of my friends watched them.
Yeah.
Didn't think that any of my friends would be into it. Because, like, they're just one of those YouTubers that I really love and I watch religiously. And I just don't know if my friends also do that. And so just knowing that you were also into it and you called me out of nowhere.
Yep. And I was like, what are you doing tonight? Because boy, do I have plans for you.
I was like, give it to me.
And we gave it. So we got the tickets.
What is Caitlin going to say to me
right now? I miss that so much. Like, that's one thing I can't wait to have back when things go back to normal. It's just that power that I had when I could just call people and be like, guess what you're doing tonight with me?
Yep. And I felt that power for the first time when I called you about the Tana wedding.
Yes.
That was the first time where I was like, oh, I can't wait to bring this back to Caitlin now and be like, hey, Caitlin, guess what we're doing?
It's the best feeling in the whole fucking world when you have a good idea and a good plan and it's so random and it's so fun. You know they're going to say yes. I miss that so much.
The serotonin that was going, pumping through my brain when you were like, Sarah, get your makeup done, get ready, be ready by 7. I'm like, the fuck are we doing?
I'll tell you. So we got ready and we pre-gamed for it, this show, at Jake's apartment. We decided,
first of all, tell them about the ticket situation really quick.
Oh my God. So it was completely sold out and I found the last two tickets on SeatGeek. I checked Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, StubHub. I went through the fucking dark web to try to get tickets.
Dark web? So you went to the dark web to get Danny Gonzalez. Yeah, black market.
No, might as well. I checked the whole goddamn internet.
I get it.
And there was two tickets left. And I just did not think to invite you at first. And it was so in the moment. Okay, let me get there. It was so in the moment.
Wow,
and I was like,
dude,
who the fuck is going to want to go to this with me right now in 2 hours?
And like, you were also staying with your friend.
Yeah.
Who was there with you when you were wanting to get the tickets.
Exactly. So I saw that there was two tickets available and I was like, hey, Jake, do you know who this guy is? Because these tickets are in front of my face. They're in my cart. They're front row and they're so expensive, but I want to go. I will buy your ticket and we will go. I don't even care if you don't know who he is. Like, let's just fucking go. Bought those tickets and then was like, I'm really going to the show with someone who does not know them. I need to find a way to find more tickets. And then I remembered that you are a thing and that you definitely
you remember that I'm a thing.
Yeah. Came back
I
into
am
my
a
head.
Thing.
And then
just sitting in my room, just waiting, wanting to go to this
rocking
show.
Back and forth.
But you didn't know that I like really liked them. Yeah. Like you knew that I would probably be down.
Yeah.
But you were also just with Jake.
Yeah.
So you just,
exactly.
You know,
so
you
like,
had to include him.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't just gonna be like, bye Jake, I'm going out tonight.
Oh wait, Sarah's a thing.
Ding, ding, ding. So yeah, remembered you were a thing, eventually found.
Thanks, dude.
It's all out of love. Sarah is a thing.
I would hope so.
You are, don't worry.
I just start disassociating. Am I?
Am I here? Where am I?
What am I?
Is Danny Gonzalez real? What's going on? So found three tickets an hour later and bought those. Sarah was now coming. I was now stuck with five Danny Gonzalez tickets. And I was trying to resell the other two online.
You're freaking out about how much money you just spent on Danny Gonzalez.
I spent like $500 and I just kept telling everyone it's on me, it's on me, like I just want people to go with me, like I'll pay for it. And then
and
I got
meanwhile
point-
you're like on your phone being like, hey, does someone want these to your Twitter? Fuck guys, really need to sell these tickets.
I put it on my Instagram stories, Twitter, yeah. SeatGeek, StubHub. No one ended up buying it, so I ended up spending $500.
You're telling me, Jake, you're like, it's on me guys,
it's
don't
fine.
worry, hey guys, I really need to sell this shit.
I won't be able to pay my rent this month, please someone buy this. No, but so that was the thing. And then yeah, so had the tickets. That was a whole scenario, the fact that I was stuck with $500 worth of tickets in two different sections of the, you know, arena, whatever. Yeah. So that was just so funny. And then after I spent $500, I was like, I need to black out tonight because yep. I need to forget about the fact that I spent so much money on this and just have a ticket in every fucking section of the show.
In every section.
You so, just leave like every 10 minutes, you go like one different view.
Well,
like,
well,
oh, well.
Oh God.
Do I have news for you, Jenna? So Sarah comes over, brings a huge bottle of Tito's.
Can we talk about what I was wearing? I looked like a Disneyland dad.
Yes, you did.
I was wearing the most ridiculous cap because we also, like, yeah, it was like a cap. It wasn't even like a Snapchat. Snapback.
A Snapchat.
It was just like a cap. And we wanted to wear caps and we wanted to kind of like disguise ourselves a little bit just because it was a YouTube show.
Yeah.
So like we knew that a lot of the audience watch YouTube and mm-hmm. I didn't want any like attention to be on, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
we really just wanted to go to the show as a fan and be in the audience.
We want to
and
be
just
fans, like, yeah.
Just pretend that we didn't do YouTube as well, just in case someone happened, you know, to recognize it, which is totally fine. We would love
totally
that.
Totally fine.
But we really wanted to just go as fans and just,
we
like...
We just know how it is, like, when one person recognizes you, then another person, and then it just kind of, like, you know? So we really just wanted to be incognito for it. And if, like, someone was like, hey, Sarah Caitlin, we'd be like, hey.
You want to watch?
Yeah,
we're watching. I spent $500.
Yeah, I spent $500.
I'm broke,
but love you so much. Kisses.
Please buy my merch after this.
No, but so I show up to Caitlin's apartment in a cap and such like a weird oversized T-shirt. It was, I remember specifically, it was like light purple with like a bunch of sunshines on it. It just looked so, I just looked like such a Disney dad.
Yeah.
And I had my Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on and I just looked, and I had my hair in braids.
We both did.
Not like cute French braids. It was just like, it was when I had really short hair at the time. So just two little cute braids, a cap, Jeffrey Dahmer glasses, this mom shirt. I looked like I was about to take my kids on a field trip. Like,
we
I was
were going
ready.
On a field trip that night.
And I walk in, I'm like, hey, kids, I got the alcohol. Oh, my. I had the biggest bottle of Tito's, I think.
I was so overwhelmed when you showed up with that. I was like, oh, so this is how this night is going to go. Fine by me.
You said you wanted to black out.
I sure did say that, and I definitely did that. So we started pre-gaming at Jake's apartment. We Ubered there. By the time we got in the Uber, we were already drunk.
Oh, my God.
I still have footage of us in the Uber dancing with the Uber driver. You were, going insane with him. I don't know what song was playing.
Was you were just like,
let's go. Oh, of course you are.
Oh, my God. That Uber driver was the best, dude.
I don't know what it was about him, but he fit the vibe that night.
He had the energy, and he was so excited for us. And he could tell that we were about to, have a good night, so we wanted to make the Uber experience good. So yeah. We played all the hits. He was the best. Oh my God, I forgot about him.
Yeah. So get out of the Uber. We get in line.
Do you still have the footage of us in the Uber?
Yes.
Can we post it muted?
Yeah. Okay. So there's that.
Me getting wild.
It's so insane. Then we get in, we go to the bar, and right when you get in there, the bar was just right there, and it wasn't even a regular arena bar. It was just a pop-up shop bar.
Yeah.
It was just a little cart with the most disgusting beers ever.
Yeah.
And I remember we bought a beer from it because we didn't know what to get at all.
It was just so many just foreign different beers to us where we've never even seen them in our lives.
We didn't want beer.
I mean, I'm always down for beer, but I just, beer is very tricky.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if they're good or not.
Yeah.
They're very specific. So I was kind of skeptical about it.
They didn't have many options. So
yeah.
I remember getting stuck with a gross ass beer and me and you were gagging over it.
It was like an IPA.
Yeah. Ugh. Not my cup of tea. And we got those, went to our seats, and I knew I was already so drunk by the time that we got to the seats. And
so
we go to the
seats in the very back at first. The
yes.
tickets that you bought for the three of us the second time.
Yeah. So I was stuck with all of my tickets. They didn't end up selling. So I had three tickets in the very last row, and then I had two tickets in the second row on the aisle seats.
Yeah.
So I was stuck with those, and we wanted to bounce around and get the whole experience.
Yeah. Just see it from all the angles.
Yeah, the whole Danny Gonzalez experience.
Yeah.
So,
Andrew Gooden. Kind of Curtis. Did we even see Curtis's set?
We missed
beginning?
A lot of his set.
Yeah.
So, we'll get to the point, I promise. So, we're drinking, blacking out in the last row. The show goes on. We're so fucking drunk. There's a clip in my vlog of us trying to go down the stairs to the bathroom together, and we're just counting each stair, and this was halfway through the show, and I just knew we were so screwed.
Were we linking arms?
Oh, uh-huh.
We're at the point of drunk where we're linking arms going down a flight of stairs, and we have to consciously be aware of the steps that we're taking so we don't tremble down these stairs.
And I was wearing my Doc Martens, which were too big for me, and I thought I was going to wipe out in them.
Oh,
they're clown shoes because I'm barely breaking them in. And I was this could go so bad.
You had blisters on your heels.
Oh, I was in pain.
Oh, my God.
I just remember we were that drunk. And then we got back to the seats. We ended up going
I almost got kicked out.
You did?
In the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I was I was really confused because I thought that the worker was not supposed to be in the women's bathroom. And I was like, why the fuck are you in here? What the fuck? This is so it was just this guy. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it turns out I was in the wrong bathroom.
Yeah.
I was in the guy's bathroom. He's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? You can't be in the women's bathroom, bro.
Yeah.
And then he was like, look at the sign. And I was like, oh, huh. I was and Caitlin, you were Sarah, come on. I'm sorry.
Wrong bathroom. Let's go.
I was shit. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, sir. Enjoy your night.
Sorry for harassing you.
Oh my God. I really was so confident in that too. I was get the fuck out.
God. Yeah. That was something.
He's just washing his hands you drunk bitch. You're not in the right bathroom.
That man was probably so sober too, just looking at us being can y'all just get kicked out?
Yeah.
Just fucking leave.
And then the security guard had to come up to me and be like, ma'am, just go back to your seat. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Miscommunication.
That was a huge miscommunication for fucking sure. But then we ended up going to the second row seats, and it was like the end of the show. And I just remember screaming all their songs and everything together. And you kept running up.
My name is Drew. My name is Danny. We are not the same person. We both have similar lives. We both have similar wives, but we are different nonetheless.
Oh my God.
And we're so just
embarrassing.
Blood curdling, screaming that.
Hammered. Black the fuck out. So fucking embarrassing.
No one else is like yelling that back at them.
Everyone's like teens and we're just what a journey. So yeah, Sarah was going up the stage shaking her ass.
So we are now in the second row.
Yeah.
Because
three of us fit in two seats.
Well, because Jake didn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake was like, if you guys want, you guys can go to the second row. Like, I'm cool just staying back here. We were like, are you sure?
Come on.
We weren't even like, no, that's okay. We're like, oh, really? Are you sure?
Well, if you're offering.
Yeah.
Well, in this case.
Like, I'm serious. Just go have fun. We're like, thanks, Dad.
Dad.
And we go up to the second row and we're looking at each other. We're like, oh, my God. And then I honestly don't remember really much after that.
I don't either. The last thing I remember until the next morning.
Well, I'm shaking my ass. Apparently.
You're shaking your ass. And I have a video of that too.
Like what?
I have no idea.
And also like not appropriate for what was going on the stage. It was just a random like chill song. Were they even performing a song?
I think they were doing the final song, but you just kept running up to the stage and grabbing the end of it and just shaking your ass in front of everyone.
For context, I'm not going up on the stage, so don't get it twisted.
You're just front row going in front of everyone, just grabbing it and just shaking it.
And it's so cringy to see that because I saw in the footage there was like a man in front of me who just like looks over at his friend and then looks at me and I'm like just... just so turnt, and no one else was that drunk.
Mm-mm.
It was not like we were at a club.
It was not a drinking show in general, and
no one's dancing. Everyone's just enjoying the comedy show.
Yeah,
were people standing?
Yeah,
for the last
they were
song.
At least standing
for the last minimum. Song. Yeah,
can't wait to look at the footage and just see everyone sitting
just,
down.
And I'm just like
with their hands folded on their lap.
Oh my God, just whispering. Oh my God, so. That's so embarrassing. I also found pictures of us that Jake took of us.
In
and
the
I
seats.
Don't remember.
I'm going to put some of those in this video, too.
What are
these pictures? I don't know.
What are those? I'm like kissing your cheek.
We were getting intimate in the second row seats after the show ended. We were just so excited.
That was during intermission.
No, that was the end when everyone was leaving.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. The show ended and we still wouldn't fucking leave.
Yeah.
So I wish the story would end there, but obviously I was blacked out. And I just really did not want my night to end there.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know how to explain this, but I have mutual friends with Danny, and one of his friends and I had been trying to hang out before.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, kind of.
Kind of. We were acquaintances. I had his number. So drunk me decided to text him and see if he was there, because I knew he lived in LA.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know what the move was.
What's the move,
what
guys?
Is the fucking move?
We wanted to... So what are we doing? What are we doing after?
What bar are we hitting? Is the after party backstage? Let me know. I'm inviting myself, and I'm going to go.
We going to Danny's house or Drew's house?
You just let me know.
Meanwhile, they don't know us.
No clue.
They've never met us in their lives, but we're like... We just felt entitled.
So fucking entitled.
Because we know them.
So.
And we are like in the YouTube community. So we're just like, what's the move, fellas?
YouTuber to YouTuber.
What are we doing?
What's the addy?
Yeah.
So I have screenshots. Oh my God. Of me texting one of their friends that night. And they are the most embarrassing drunk texts I've ever sent in my whole fucking life. And I airdrop them to Sarah. And I would really like to just role play these
have
so that you can really understand how drunk I was and how scared this guy was over my drunk text. It was embarrassing.
This is so unlike you to do this.
I've Oh my God.
You would never behave this way.
Unless I was blacked out. And I don't black out like that ever. That's probably one of like 3-4 times that I've gotten to that point. And it's just been bad.
And it's also important to know this is an acquaintance and you don't even know if they went to the show.
No
And
clue.
They don't even know that you went to the show.
Yeah.
This is just a mutual friend between you and Danny. And you, do you want me to be the guy?
Oh yeah, you're gonna be the guy. So it seems like I started texting him at 9:20, so in the middle of the show. It starts not the best, but it gets worse throughout the night as the show ends, and I just demand to be invited somewhere. So here we go. I start off by saying, hello, W-Y-A.
You said, hello, where you at? What, Caitlin?
Like, starts off bad. Don't talk
where
to this guy.
Where are you at? Where? Acquaintance.
Like, this guy does not need to tell me where he is under any circumstances.
This guy says, hello, I'm at my apartment right now. Why? Like,
I'm not going to be able to make it through these.
Just, hello, I'm at my apartment. What the fuck?
I then go, WTF.
Just, what the fuck, bro? You're at your apartment?
Then I go, I was going to ask if you were at Danny and
Drew's.
With two S's after Drew's because I'm very drunk in the back row. Oh, my God.
I went to the first show in Illinois when I was back home. Ha ha, acquaintance. The fuck?
Someone I barely know.
Yeah.
I then go, you're from Illinois? What the fuck?
What kind of response is that? That's all you could pick
I'm
up.
I'm going to end up crying by like the second slide of these. It's so bad.
You're from Illinois? What the fuck?
Like, where was I going with that? What kind of a conversation?
And what did you expect him to say? Like we said earlier.
I don't know. I just don't know.
And this guy felt like he really had to elaborate because he was like, whoa, I'm being attacked.
I'm being held in the corner with a gun against my head.
He's like, holy shit. This random bitch is getting mad at me.
Because I'm from Illinois.
He goes, I was going to go to this one too, but I have to finish a video. I see my boys all the time, so I might have to miss seeing them entirely. And yeah, suburbs of Chicago. Like,
I then go, oh shit, okay, totally. I got you. I then,
what?
I don't know. I keep going to the bar.
Like, why are you giving, like, what?
I don't know. I keep going to the bar, so I was gonna weigh, let's hang out. I couldn't even say. I said, I was gonna weigh, let's hang out. LMAO. And then I go again, I had no idea you were from Chicago. WTF.
The fact that you, what? I just kept going to the bar, so I was gonna say, let's hang out. Like, what? Okay.
I don't know.
He's like.
It only gets worse.
He's just trying to, like, just make sense out of this and, like, be nice. There's a bar at that one? I should have gone. Damn, LOL. Alcohol. Like, that's cool.
Then I go, yes, OMG. I keep going to it. There's, like, four bars.
There's, like, four bars, bro.
Then it looks like I sent a couple minutes later when you have, like, that space between texts. So he was not answering. I go, dude, legit come. It's so fun. As if this guy's never been to a bar before.
And this guy's so stressed. He's like, oh my God, this bitch won't stop. He didn't respond to you. And then you text him again. He's like, it's 23 minutes away. The show will be done by then. Like, and then he's like, if they go out after, I'm meeting them. But if they're too tired, I'm staying here.
OMG, let me know. Because my friend's apartment, if 3 minutes away, uh-huh. I'm only here for another week. So we should totally get drunk on whatever weekday it is.
Oh, bless this guy. Sorry. I leave for Toronto. Oh, he's from he's from Illinois.
Yeah, how could we forget?
I leave for Toronto on Thursday, so before that, for sure.
Okay, yes, I leave next Sunday for Europe.
In case you want to know my travel plans, too.
Just sharing some fun facts. Like, he did not ask.
You're, like, trying to level or, like, one up him.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm leaving for somewhere,
Europe,
too.
So, fuck you,
fuck Toronto.
Yeah. He awkwardly goes, how's the show going so far?
Dude.
Acquaintance.
Dude, it's so funny. It's crazy because it's a YouTube show, you know, but they're doing a great job. Me trying to just be relatable, and I'm just like, you know, it's a YouTube show. Like, it might not be that good, but it's great. Your
Meanwhile,
friends are doing great.
You're not even watching it. You're just texting this guy wanting to figure out what the move is afterwards.
It's all I wanted.
He goes, yeah, it's super official, and the lighting is insane. Super proud of those boys.
No, same dude, same.
No, same dude, same.
I'm with my friend who has 1.4 million.
Oh my God, you motherfucker.
And she's impressed too. What?
I'm sitting there like, oh, I'm like judging them. I'm like, wow, they're doing really great. I have 1.4.
Where was I going with that fucking text?
Even my 1.4 million friend is impressed.
You know.
I'm like sipping tea.
She's so
notes.
Impressed, but don't tell them. Oh, they're even God. Impressing her. She has 1.4 million.
And that's all that matters.
If she thinks it's good, that means it's good.
Oh my God. Even my YouTube friends. That is so funny. And then he goes, The goal mainly from our group with live stuff is that we don't want them to be YouTube shows. So I'm glad that you feel that way. Ha ha. Kind of like, thanks, you motherfucker.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I'm glad that your 1.4 million friend is impressed.
Glad she's having a good time.
Yeah.
Good for her. Oh my God. And then
he goes again.
No,
you
So I then start calling him, I guess. And then
at the show,
where was I planning on talking to him? Why was I planning on talking to him in the middle of the show?
The middle of the show where they're talking, hey, bro,
your friends are on stage. Like, what?
You're like, wait, can you hear that? That's your friend.
You know that guy.
You know them.
Oh, my God.
So you called them. Who knows what you said?
I don't think he answered based on his next text.
And also, like, where was I? And why didn't I stop this?
No, you were encouraging it.
Was I?
We wanted to go to an after party so fucking bad that me and you were just looking at this being like, right on.
Okay.
We are on the right track. We're on the road to success.
Cool.
And we're going to get there.
So then he says again, LOL, what's up? I'm on the phone with my brother right now. Which is so not probably true.
So excuse, not true. Bro.
And then you say after,
hello.
Hello. And he's like, what's up? LOL. Like, y'all are having a conversation. Hello.
But what's I do that up? When I'm drunk for some reason. I always say hello. I don't know why. It's just like something I say to get someone's attention. Even if I'm in the middle of a conversation, I always do that.
So that's what you meant by that. You were meaning like,
just like,
hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh. Like, I need your attention. Hello. What's going
for
on?
For some reason, I just thought like, you just forgot you were talking to him. Like, hello. What's up? LOL.
And then I said hello again.
Oh my God. He responded.
Hello. What's up? LOL. Hello. Then I go, my pasta apartment.
No, that's a pastartment.
My pastartment is less than a mile away, so I was going to ask if you want to hang.
He goes, "Your what?" Ha ha.
I go, "No idea."
Just you are so drunk to the point where you read your text again and you don't have the energy to try to understand. No idea. Where are you?
Yeah, I said, "Where are you?" And then I question marked my own text.
He told you.
Like, still at home. Damn, still well from Chicago, is. Too.
Still in my apartment. He told you the apartment complex.
I know, we can't say that. And then said the location. And then it looks like I called him again.
Bro!
And then he says, "I can't talk, LOL."
This poor guy, the fact that he didn't block your ass.
Oh, I'm...
He's so nice.
So shocked by that.
He's then like, I can't talk, LOL. But he puts the LOL to like make you not feel bad.
He should have made me feel bad. I should have just been blocked at that point.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Then you go...
Brother.
I'm <You're> frustrated.
On... Yeah. Once I go from hello to brother, you like
brother.
I took out the brother and I threw it into that situation and now it's fucking real. I'm on Olive Street.
Right no one near, asked. Right near there.
Right near there.
Where you at?
Okay, hello. And then he goes,
"You said where you at?" Again, when he disclosed many times.
So specifically to the point where he said the apartment building he was at.
Oh, my God. He goes, "Like, your place or your friend's place?" And then, oh, guess, my God.
Guess what I said next? Hello.
Hello. Hey again.
I don't know what this next thing is. I meant my execution. don't know where I was getting with that.
And then you said, "Where you at?" Again. Again.
I hope Will's feeling better about himself now, because this is I'm bad. And
hello.
Then he goes,
"I'm at execution. Where you at though? Where you at though? I'm still at my apartment in West Hollywood.
I am at my pasta artment, Olive Street, my execution."
I'm having an execution tomorrow.
Rightfully so.
And then he goes, "Oh my God, bless this man." He goes, "I'm so confused, LOL."
Why is he still answering me? I mean, I didn't really give him a choice. Then I go, "Honestly, same. Okay, here we go." Where are
this is you drunk as fuck, just really trying to like get sober.
Just
and you're
like
okay, I'm right. Not drunk. All right, you're like, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Where are you currently?
Like, you know when you're drunk and you need to focus on the text or what you're reading and you're just like, okay, I got to block out everything around me and I got to just stare at this and I need to fully try to grasp what's going on.
I'm massaging your temples behind you. I'm like, you got this.
And I have to audibly say, here we go.
I'm like slapping you. Get sober just a little bit more.
Here we go. Here we go. After party. After party. I want a party.
Focus, Caitlin.
I then say again, where are you currently? I should shut up. He tells me again.
At my apartment in West Hollywood.
Okay, so am I.
You were not. You were not at his apartment.
I was at his friend's show. Or no, maybe I was back at Jake's apartment at this point. I then say...
You said that you were at his apartment. He goes, "I'm at my apartment in West Hollywood." You go, "Okay, so am I." He was probably sitting there like...
I'm outside his apartment now? Like, how did that happen?
Just standing outside his window like... Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh my God, bro, you psychopath.
I wanted to party.
I did too. What am I talking about?
I then say the address again, and he goes, "Oh, so you're super close to the theater, not me." I go, "Okay, wait, hello."
Hello again. And you know what? I think this is the moment where I realized that I needed to step in, because
you did not help. Keep looking at the text. It still goes bad.
No, but this is when I DM'd Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I kind of know Curtis. He follows me. I know that he like watched my Vines back in the day.
Mm-hmm. This
hey,
might be
Curtis,
better.
Buddy. Never met you in real life. So I think that this is when I'm like, okay, Sarah, let's put your big girl panties on.
Put them
and
on.
Caitlin can't do this for us.
Caitlin
so
is out of control and accomplishing close to nothing.
Sarah, you need to figure out how to
end
make
her execution.
This.
I'm so busy.
So I DM Curtis and I go, Curtis, I came to the show tonight. You killed it. I was giggling my ass off. Are you guys going out tonight by any chance?
Fuck. We were so desperate. So embarrassingly desperate.
And the worst part is he never responded until 1:15 in the morning and goes, damn it, I just saw this. He goes, I didn't even know you were coming to the show. Yeah, we're out right now. I wish I saw that earlier, damn it. Which is so funny because he said, yeah, we're out right now. And he could have been like, come through. But he was just like,
I saw this earlier.
So I'm like, fuck, I get it. And then I was like, yeah, we found out you guys were performing like 2 hours before the show. So it was super last minute. I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, no worries. This is when I was starting to get sober. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so random. I was like, no worries. We definitely got to hang out soon. Congrats on the tour. You killed it. He's like, thanks so much. And like, whatever. And I was like, oh, God.
I just went there. But we shot our shot. Well, you shot your shot. I made a fool of myself.
No, keep going.
And the fact that it just still isn't done there. So it says, you're super close to the theater, not me. I say, okay, wait. Hello. Hi. Hello.
He just goes, hi.
I go,
hi.
Hey.
Hi, Caitlin.
What do you want?
And at this point, he's annoyed because it's just the hi.
Hello. It's just me being so fucking drunk and he does not know me. So I just look ridiculous.
Just
hello.
Hi.
I just keep saying hello for no reason. Then I go, hello, ready. 1, 2, 3. Where are Eggos? Like, can someone help me here?
This is now at a drunk point where you're not even like, okay, hold on. You're like, you have to count yourself down.
And I'm sending it to him.
And you have to
trying to pull it together.
Consciously type this out because now I think you're starting to be aware that you're drunk and he knows. So you're like, okay, dude, look at me. 1, 2, 3.
Sent.
Where are, not egos, you said egos, which is like, could be a very deep question.
Where are the egos?
And where is mine at the moment?
Nowhere inside.
Because apparently I have none because I just don't care what I'm sending to you right now. And it was one of those texts where there's no way to try to even understand what that means.
Mm-mm.
Because for, like, drunk people texting, you can kind of, like, know where they're going mm-hmm. with it. He just genuinely, straight up next, says, are you all right?
He should have said that a long time ago.
And what did you say? How did you respond to, are you all right?
I am gonna pee. I said, Snope. Nope, with an S in front of it.
You're like, honestly, dude.
TBH, man. Snope. If I'm going to be real with you right now.
I'm with Anne. What'd you say? I'm with Anne of my YouTube drinks. We are boring.
I'm with Anne. I meant to say one of my YouTube friends. We are boring.
Fuck off.
I'm trying to get invited somewhere all night, and then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck, we're boring anyways.
Because that really makes them want to hang out with us.
I'm with one of my YouTube friends.
We're so boring, but anyway, where's the party at?
We'd love to come and, you know, bring down the fucking mood.
Yeah.
So boring.
So negative, and, you know, we're obviously idiots. We don't know where you are when you tell us 3, 4, 5 times.
I clearly have no sense of location.
No sense of self.
Even when I have the exact address.
No ego.
And then I'm really trying to pull it together. And I go, let me know if you're down, though. Exclamation point. We're from here.
Okay.
I'm not
you're
from not here.
You're not from LA.
I am not from here. I don't even live in LA at that point. I'm not. What? Where was I going with that? We're from here. Oh, well, in that case, even though you've been harassing me for hours, come on down if you're from here.
Yeah, okay, now I really want to go now. Now that I know that she's from the area and she knows
what she's
talking
about. She never had to say she was with her friend that had 1.4 million. All she had to do was say we're from here.
That is so ridiculous. He goes, this guy, half of every text you send confuses me, LOL. And then you go, honestly.
It's ignore it. I'm officially sober.
Hey, honestly, it's ignore it. I'm officially sober.
But breaking news. It. Sober now.
He goes, I don't believe that for a second. Haha. I still don't know what's happening. LOL. He's still just laying in bed being like, who, first of all, who is this person?
Why did she want to hang out
with me so bad?
I go, you know where? You're a AA Riot JT.
Bitch, you go, you read it and you were like, ha ha. In your mind, you're like, you know what? You're a riot, JT. You're a riot. You're an absolute riot. And all he said was, I don't know what's happening. And you're like, ha, you're so funny.
You're a riot. And the best part is with that JT, it's like my phone will sometimes autocorrect it to JT because they say Justin Timberlake so much. So I'm just calling him Justin Timberlake now.
You're just imagining that it's Justin and that's why he wanted to hang out so bad.
You're a riot, JT.
You're a riot, JT. He's like,
first off, ma'am, I'm not Justin Timberlake.
Sweetheart.
I've got some news.
Oh, you're like, all right, Justin. That's funny.
So, completely hallucinating. All right, at this Timber. Point.
Lake Daddy.
Take it down a notch, Timber. Like, what? And then it looks like my last text of the night was, here I am.
You go, you're a riot, JT. Here I am. Here I am.
Putting myself out there out in the fucking open.
And that was it.
Did you ever talk again to that person?
Nope.
I want you to text him right now on the pod.
Absolutely not.
And be like,
where are you?
That would be
so please. Where are you at now?
Please.
What are the odds?
That's so funny. Please do it.
And say what? Just say
WYA.
Oh my god, that's so no.
And then if he responds, be like, LOL, just kidding. We just told
he's not gonna remember. I seriously, like, I think he'll remember that I harassed him that night, but he's not going to remember any of that text. You think he has these screenshots?
You should text him right now and be like, hey, I've been thinking about it.
And he reads up, he's like, this was, what, holy shit. He's just now realizing
that. I've been thinking about it for a long time now, and I just wanted to apologize. I just wanted to apologize for harassing you that one night.
Like, please. 18 months ago, absolutely not.
That would be so funny for the podcast.
This is so embarrassing.
Who cares?
Me!
Put your ego aside.
Where are
you? Where's the ego?
They're right here now.
JT?
Dude, that'd be so funny. He seems like a funny, go-with-the-flow type of person.
No, because I totally tried to, like, overcome this because I still wanted to be his friend after and I totally messaged him on Instagram.
Oh, so you did message him after.
Yeah, a while ago, I think, and complimented on his video, and he just never opened it. So I think that potential friendship's dead and gone.
Yeah,
rightfully fucking so. Like, that was so embarrassing.
I get it. Okay.
Old me's Justin dead and gone.
Period.
JT.
And
where's then the ego?
The worst part of that night is it didn't even end there. I woke up the next morning and found out that I called 911 that night and then also called myself an Uber to LAX. Do you remember that? You told me the next morning you had to grab my phone and tell the Uber driver to cancel my trip because I was not getting in an Uber to LAX.
I slightly remember that. I remember being in your apartment and, like, kind of sobering up because I was blacked out. And then I just remember you dialing 911. And I, like, came out of my blackout because you were really upset we didn't go out.
So I called the cops.
You called the cops. And I'm like, Kate, like, I, like, snapped out of it. I got so sober. And I was like, Caitlin, you can't do it. And you're like, I'm just so upset. And I'm like, you can't do that.
You can't just call the police. You can
get, get arrested for that shit. Like, you can't do that. And you're like, whatever, I'm going home. And you try to call an Uber, and then I thought you were joking. So I was like, whatever. And then, like, a few minutes later, you're like, oh, my God, he's almost here. And I'm like, Caitlin, where are you going to go? What are you talking about? And you're like, I just can't.
I just have to go.
I had to, like, grab you because you were being stubborn. I grab your phone. I call the Uber driver because he was almost here, and you were about to
go to LAX. What would you have done?
At 1 a.m, where was I going? I didn't have a flight anytime soon.
You were just going to show up there and be like,
so what terminal am I supposed to be at?
You look at all the screens, you're like,
Southwest sounds fine.
You go up to the lady, you're like, so I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Where should I go? She's like, sweetheart,
what kind of question is that? I'm like, does Dublin sound cool right now?
And then she gets a phone call, the airline, and it's just me. I'm like, hey, is there a person there who looks very drunk? Probably the only person at the airport right now.
She's like,
yep, she's right in front of me. You're like, looking at the screens, you're like, fuck,
I'm gonna miss my flight.
You're like, wait, I know I have a ticket, let me just check my Gmail.
I pull up like an old concert ticket here. It's like Demi Lovato. They're like, ma'am.
No, that's
front row.
I had to call your Uber driver and I'm like, hi, I have to cancel this, please don't come, like my friend doesn't know what she's talking about. And you're like, yes I do. I need to go. And I'm like, I just hang up and then I just cancel the trip for you. I'm like, I don't know if I should leave you alone.
I cannot be left unattended in that fragile ass state that I was in.
And I spent the night.
Oh, yeah.
I had to.
You had no choice.
I was sober after that. And I was like, I genuinely have no idea what happened the last few hours. But apparently it was so bad where Caitlin needed to call 911 and leave the state. So that's concerning.
I needed to change my name, get the fuck out of there, never talk to that guy again.
I was genuinely scared. I was like, did we do something illegal? Like, what did we do to make Caitlin this upset? And it just turns out it was because this random acquaintance didn't want to figure out how to make you in the same room with Danny Gonzalez after his show that we didn't even watch.
No, we watched. We sang the whole fucking thing, but I
don't remember it.
Don't remember it at all. I don't remember anything that happened that night. Oh my God. I actually think I have a text of the next morning.
What the fuck did Danny Gonzalez say about me?
Oh, I have a screenshot of me texting you and Jake the next night at 7 p.m. Guys, there's no fucking way that I called 911 last night. And it just says 911, 10, 12 p.m., outgoing call, 26
seconds.
26
seconds?
26 seconds.
With 911.
That's like long enough to have a conversation. Like, Sarah walks in the room, you're just there like, yeah, just, man, there's just no cool parties.
Hey, officer.
Can you arrest this guy that does not want to see me?
Officer, I just can't. Officer, like, I just can't do it. I just can't.
I gotta leave.
And you're like, where are you at? To the officer. Where's the party at, bro?
I'm just, I can't believe it. And then it got worse. I tagged Danny in something of you shaking your ass on the stage.
Oh my God.
And
dude,
he saw it somehow the next morning. And like, we've never talked before. So I was so confused when he replied. I was like, oh my God, like, I love you. And he goes, LMAO, what? I saw someone dancing in the aisle. I had no idea it was Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming to the show. Ha ha.
Well, yeah, I looked like a Disney dad. I looked like a Disney dad was shaking his ass in the middle of an aisle at a Danny Gonzalez show.
I'm just imagining them getting off the stage and being like, did you see that fucking girl? Yeah. Shaking her ass.
That fucking dad in the crowd
on the stage in a baseball hat.
And a cap. There's a random dad in the aisle.
Holding an IPA. In braids. You saw that girl too, right? Do we need to call the cops?
Her friend was just next to her on the phone nonstop. Just wasn't even.
Please let me party.
Oh my God.
We're so boring, I swear.
Oh my God. I promise we're so boring. what a hoot.
Oh, I miss shit like that so much.
We'll get there again.
I can't wait to have a reason to just fucking black out like that again.
I
for
know.
No reason.
That was just so chaotic, but so fun. I wish I remembered more of it.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe it's for the best that you don't.
Yeah, maybe. But I just want to know, like, how I was handling that situation. Because I remember we were walking home after the show, and you were still texting him. And I remember, like, coming in and out and being like, okay, we're walking on the street. I was trying to be, like, the most sober one there. And, like, okay, we're going in the right direction.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
Because your head was in your phone texting this random person.
Oh, yeah.
So that's so funny. Great story.
Oh.
Love
that was a
it.
Great story.
Thank you.
I had never heard that, and I really appreciated it.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone enjoyed me just embarrassing the fuck out of myself.
So funny. We just wanted, you know,
Will to feel better. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, that was all for you, Will. Don't worry. I just made myself look horrible.
Also, before we end the show, I just need to share with you guys the best thing that I discovered.
Okay.
So my friend Liam is from New Zealand and he's going back home and in like a few days. And apparently Corona like doesn't really exist there anymore. Like they're going to shows now in New Zealand.
Oh, I know, I saw.
And the only performers that are performing in New Zealand when they go back home
oh no
are the Wiggles.
What?
The Wiggles are on a tour
and in New Zealand right now?
And my friend Liam and his girlfriend, they're gonna get tickets because they just want to go to a concert so bad.
Oh,
that they're going to the Wiggles. And honestly, love that. And they're really excited. Like, they love the Wiggles too.
I've seen the Wiggles so many fucking times.
Yes.
Swear to God.
Liam met the Wiggles when he was a little kid. So, like, he, like, likes them a lot. And it's, they're just gonna get really lit before I go to a Wiggles show. But then I was, because this was all last night when he was telling us this. And I was like, what are the Wiggles up to? Like, do they have new music? And then he was like, bitch, have you not seen what they posted?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know about
this? Of course.
Do you know about this?
Oh, ready for this?
I didn't know about.
I don't know why I didn't tell you when I found out. I'm so sorry about that. I suck.
I was like four White Claws deep. And when he told me this, I was like, funny, haha. And then he pulls it up on the TV. He puts on, you know, like the Leica version things that they do on YouTube that artists do. It was the Wiggles performing a Tame Impala song.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
Was it good?
It was amazing. Dude, they did a remix. So they did a mashup of Elephant by Tame Impala and Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy.
Like, what the fuck?
And it was the Wiggles, like, performing Elephant. And it sounds sick. Like, the music, the guitars, they're doing it all. But then they go, fruit, like, they're singing Elephant. And then right in the middle, they switch up. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. And then after that, the guitar player just does this crazy Tame Impala solo. And I was sitting there, I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's the Wiggles just killing it. The guitar player, he had like an elephant head on, and he was just ripping the guitar keyboard thing. My audio guy just reminded me it's a keytar. Just saying. Keytar. During all of the crazy Tame Impala solos, and they were all in their little Wiggles shirts, and they were all in their little colors, and I was blown away.
It was so absurd. I woke up to that the other morning, just trending on Twitter, and I was like, how did I not expect this at this point? Like, what the fuck
That's
is
gotta
this?
It's got to be some sort of marketing. Like, are they trying to market a new audience? Because obviously, the Wiggles
I think
is a children's.
Well, they're from Australia, and so is Tame Impala. So, like, Tame Impala is huge in Australia, obviously. So, like, the Wiggles know what's up.
But still them but trying to cater to an older audience in general.
Maybe it's like they knew they wanted to do the live show, but, like, would kids go to a live show in a pandemic?
Right,
like, would people want to bring? So, like, maybe they're just trying to, I don't know.
What a move.
So cool.
Power move by the Wiggles.
Y'all, if you haven't seen that,
by the Wiggles,
please look up Wiggles Elephant. It is so good.
Just take a few seconds to bless yourself with that and the Bruno music video. Just those two things.
Yes.
Play them right now and you'll have a fucking beautiful day after.
Yes. This was a fun episode.
That was so fun.
Fun times, fun times. Thank you guys so much for watching. Cheers, brother.
Yes.
Love you guys. You can watch this on every streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you leave a nice review on Apple Music. Right?
Yes.
On Apple Music. Please do that. That helps us a lot. And let's comment some positive shit.
We would love that.
Let's lift each other up in the comments.
That's what we need. And feel free to continue asking us questions, you know, on the Cheers Brother Instagram. And just, you know, let us know what else you want us to talk about, too. We need to do an advice whole thing soon.
I agree.
That would be fun. So, yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about next week. And one day we'll get to blackout at YouTube comedy shows again. I can't wait.
So fun. We're excited.
God. All right. We will talk to you guys next week.
Love ya.
Cheers, brother.
Hey. Don't click out now. Mm-mm-mm. Hang on 1 second.
Hold up.
We're just reminding you guys to click the link in the description, go on Stereo, download the app, and follow us at Cheers Brother or our personal account, Sarah Baska.
And Caitlin Ray with 2 E's. We want to talk to you guys right this second.
We want to talk.
Follow us now on Stereo. Let's get this party started.
Let's go.